Morning Watch. Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 7. The Intrinsic Significance of the Materials of the Temple. Tuesday, Related Verses. 1 Kings 6, verses 34 and 35. And two doors of cypress wood, the two leaves of the one door folded, and the two leaves of the second door folded. And he carved cherubim and palm trees, and opened flowers on them, and he overlaid them with gold, evenly applied over the carved work. 2 Kings 19, verse 30. And the remnant of those who have escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Hosea 14, verses 5 and 6. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will bud like the lily, and will send forth his roots like the trees of Lebanon. His shoots will go forth, and his splendor will be like that of the olive tree, and his fragrance like that of the trees of Lebanon. Psalm 104, verse 16. The trees of Jehovah are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted. Song of Songs 4, verse 8. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. With me from Lebanon, come. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the leopard's mountains. Ezekiel 17, verses 22 and 23. Thus says the Lord Jehovah, I will also take a twig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. From the topmost of its young twigs, I will crop off a tender one, and I will transplant it upon a high and prominent mountain. On the high mountain of Israel, I will transplant it, and it will bear branches and produce fruit, and will become a magnificent cedar. And under it, all birds of every kind will nest. In the shade of its branches, they will nest. Philippians 3, verse 10. To know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Related reading. All the parts of the building related to the temple are covered, wainscoted, with wood. On all the wooden wainscoting, cherubim and palm trees were carved. The cherubim signify the glory of the Lord manifested upon the creatures. Among the cherubim are palm trees, signifying the victory of Christ and the everlasting and ever-existing power of Christ. The cherubim and palm trees are not painted on the wood, but are carved into the wood. This reveals that, as the wainscoting, we need to be carved by the Lord. When we meet certain brothers and sisters, we have the impression that upon them there is something carved of the Lord. The victory of Christ and the glory of the Lord have been carved into them. The everlasting power, the freshness, and the evergreen life have been carved into their being. Because of the Lord's carving, they bear this kind of image and impression wherever they go. In Hosea 14, verses 4 to 8, we have a picture of Israel in the restoration, as revealed in Hosea 2, verses 15 to 23. He will be like the dew to Israel. Israel will bud like the lily, signifying a pure life trusting in God, and will send forth his roots like the trees of Lebanon, signifying standing steadily in the uplifted humanity. His shoots will go forth, signifying flourishing and spreading. His splendor will be like that of the olive tree, signifying glory and fruitfulness. And his fragrance will be like that of the trees of Lebanon, signifying the sweet odor of a life in the uplifted humanity. Those who sit under his shade, signifying being overshadowed by the sufficient grace enjoyed by them, will return. They will revive like grain, signifying being full of life for producing the satisfying food, and will bud like the vine, signifying blossoming for producing the cheering drink. Israel's renown will be like the wine of Lebanon, signifying a good name spreading like tasteful wine. I hope that this will be the situation with all the local churches in the Lord's recovery. Then we will be like lilies, trees of Lebanon, olive trees, and budding vines. Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20 speaks of the surpassing greatness of his power which God caused to operate in Christ. The church is the place where God demonstrates the operation of the might of his strength according to the power which he caused to operate in Christ. Those who have might do not necessarily have strength, and those who have strength do not necessarily have might. But here we have the might of his strength. The same might of strength which God caused to operate in Christ is now similarly operating in the church. The church is the same as the resurrected Lord, not only in nature but also in power. Just as God broke through all barriers in the Lord, he is breaking through all barriers in the church. Therefore, the church should be the same as the resurrected Lord. It should be as powerful, as free, and as unfettered by any limitation as the Lord is. The might of God's strength not only operated in Christ, but it continually operates in the church as well. Today, the church is the depository and storehouse of the power of resurrection. Today, the same resurrection power is operating within us. When this power operated in Christ, it made him the head. When this power operates in us, it makes us the body.